Welcome to the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women, hosted by Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington. Today we have the pleasure of speaking to the interim leader of the African Democratic Party, Mrs. Marcelina Chikasha, on what led her to form this female-led party. Welcome to the Women's Forum, Mrs. Marcelina Chikasha.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Tell us about your party. What made you decide to form the African Democratic Party?
The African Democratic Party was formed in April of this year, and it came about as a result of grievances from various sectors of the Zimbabwean society concerning the social and economic situation that we found ourselves in. We decided to come together as God-fearing individuals and turn our despair into action.
How big is your membership base?
Our national executive comprises of 11 individuals. Of those 11, there's only one vacancy, which is the vice president's post. And then as far as our national membership is concerned, we have a membership currently sitting on 20,000 people nationwide. And these include members as well in China, in Russia, in South Africa, in Australia, and in the UK, being Zimbabweans in the diaspora. And we're still growing.
How have you been received, especially by the males in the country?
I think when we came on board in April, I was really basically the only woman to form a political party, and it caused a lot of excitement in the country. And after that, we saw the rise of Dr. Mugabe and Sekai Holland in the MDC renewal. So I think it's something that excited a lot of people, and when they saw the response to that, they also pushed women to the front and they put them in. Zimbabwe is basically ready for a woman leader. That is, you know, the feeling that I'm getting from rallies and things like that. So we're a nation that's not sexist. We traditionally are very patriarchal, but at the moment, I don't feel like a woman in politics. I just feel like a politician. That's how I've been received.
For some of those people that are listening out there who'd like to emulate what you have done as a woman, what word of advice would you give them?
I'm very big on purpose in life. I believe that every human being was created with a purpose. And if your purpose is in politics, you need to follow your heart because you are needed in the world. You know, whether you're Zimbabwean or whoever else is going to be listening to this interview, everyone needs to step up and everyone needs to do their bit to make the world a better place. And I think that sometimes it's not really about your ability or your connections or whatever, but it's also just about having that heart condition and that courage and that boldness to pursue aggressively that thing which is in your heart, whether you're called into business or into politics or whatever it is, just pursue it because you will definitely leave the world a better place.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. What made you decide to enter the world of politics?
I believe it's never really a decision because I would say that I was born this way. And from a very young age, I've always taken an interest in politics, in current affairs, in world events. Even when South Africa gained independence and Barack Obama came into power, I would always follow keenly because I'd want to know, you know, how people have such high expectations for one person to deliver a better life for them. So it's something that has always been inside of me. You know, I just feel that right now I'm living the life that I'm supposed to be living, a life of serving, a life of planning, a life of interacting with people, a life of just engaging with the common man, with people on the streets, just trying to have a vision for the nation and trying to make that come to pass.
Are you a full-time politician or do you work and then do politics on the side? And also, how are you balancing family life and politics?
It's also come at a time in my life, I would not like to call it the sunset because I'm nowhere near there yet. I'm only 41. So my kids are teenagers. You know, one is 18, one is 16. So I really, the intense family pressure is no longer there. They're basically adults and they manage their own affairs. I'm virtually unemployable now because, you know, the situation in Zimbabwe is, you know, there's a lot of fear. I have to run a business to sustain myself, but I would say that I'm full-time in politics, yes.
What's your educational background?
I'm an accountant. And I trained with one of the very big firms in Zimbabwe at that time, which was Ernst & Young. And I worked as financial manager for some public companies. years before I left in 2003 to pursue philanthropic work, which I did by setting up a foundation called Kuyamura Foundation. And it's just been a natural progression to the position that I am in today.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Marcelina Chikasha, interim leader of the African Democratic Party, for having been our guest on the Women's Forum.
Thank you very much, my dear. It's been a pleasure.
The Women's Forum was hosted by Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye from Washington.